Guys, welcome to the mailbag. Preview show for Flemington. We're back. We've had a little bit of a spell after spring. Tixie's here. How are you, Tix?
Hello. Afternoon.
And the man, the myth, the witch, John Walsh.
Yeah, we're back.
The croc-wearing fisherman.
B-I-T.
Who occasionally takes a bet. How are you going, mate?
Occasionally takes a bet, yeah. Only occasionally. Because
Really.
The people need to get back on course. But they're not going to get on course when it's... Noah's Ark conditions like it is out here today in Melbourne.
What do you think? Well, we'll get to the track later on. The people have missed you, so let's get... I'm going to ask the questions I think our viewers would want to know. So, the Crocs, are they real?
No, is they're real thing? They're $3 river ones I've got on today.
But you wear them...
Rivers sell Crocs?
No, yeah, Rivers sell their Rivers Croc shoes things.
You know who else shops at Rivers?
Absolutely.
RBR loves
it.
Ross Brody. Oh, yeah, he loves it.
Ross Brody.
Yeah.
Loves the joint.
No, I deliberately wore the Crocs because I knew you hated them, and they're good in these wet weather environmental conditions that we're facing today.
I thought they were mainly for fishing.
Yeah, I do wear them fishing. I just wore them here today because to see the sort of response I get from you.
You want to be careful going fishing off the coast of Dubai.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be off the coast.
Tell you what, you could be intercepted and caught. Now,
I did see
how's the fishing gone? How's the fishing gone?
I'll cut back. I nearly took a photo of a fellow. I seen him with the grouse, top of the range, sort of silky Adidas pants, and then... Nice pair of ankle socks, brand new pair of Crocs, and he was of the Asian or an Oriental disposition. I just looked at him like he had the grouse watch on.
Racial profile, don't
it's not racial profile.
You had to stop doing that. What sort of?
Well, it's not. But the bloke was Asian. He had like all the grouse gear on and had like a really expensive watch and that. And then Crocs and socks. I was just like, I wish we could see this for a fashion statement.
That's what you're telling you.
I think Dick goes with me. Next time you go fishing, take them off, throw them overboard.
No, they float, mate, and be pollution. I'm not into polluting either. I'm very green in that respect.
Time to concrete or something like that.
Very green.
Very green in that.
What do you think of the Victorian election?
It's not good for the economic situation of the state. The hunchback of Wangaratta is no good.
I don't know who that is.
I don't follow politics.
It's not Liberal or Labor, he's just no good. I'm just not happy.
Who'd you vote for?
The Shooters Party, Fishermen's and Shooters.
Did you vote for him?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I voted correctly. I did a postal vote, but I just sort of ticked or numbered and posted it back.
How's life as a brand new father going?
I'd be better if I backed more winners. It'd be better if more people started gambling on course. If anyone needs any finance, they can ring up. That's sort of ticking over all right.
Yeah, the Melbourne Harbour Finance, Sam Glenouris.
Glenouris.
Second slip.
Glenouris, yeah.
Glenouris.
Yeah. Yep, no, it's going alright.
Life would be a bit better though if you didn't try and play backyard cricket?
No, it's got nothing to do with backyard cricket. My shoulder has apparently...
Talk upon us, there's been a lot of speculation on Twitter, mainly led by me on a few shows. What's happened? What actually happened? Did you get out of the way of... A quick delivery from a 13-year-old boy.
No, I got knocked over by a 13-year-old kid. No,
you got out of the way of it too.
Yeah, it was going to hit me in the nuts.
Well, how short are you? Like, stumps only come above the knee.
That's what you're going to bat for.
The kid's about this high. Just skimmed through. It was about that high. And it's look, better.
How are you getting that little amount of action in the moment that they're starting to droop down to wheel toward the knee?
It's a good shot.
It's not even about action, mate. You can always self-service if you run a real thing. Like, shit, this isn't going that bad.
No, never.
Right, you've never self-serviced?
Occasionally.
Oh, bullshit.
Shush! Don't.
The dog scared the crap out of me.
What happened? How did you do your shoulder? Trying to bowl too quick?
No, Blake said I've got a small rotator cuff injury, which is... hard to get up and going. Anyways, physio and I'll be fine soon.
Sit.
The issue where it really affected me is I was unable to pull the anchor rope in the boat in the peak of snapper season. I'm really not happy about that at all. That sort of caused me. No, it's not funny. I was unable to go fishing. I've been unable to go fishing. I should be right by Christmas time.
What do we think of these? Brand new mountain goats, the goat.
Beer's good.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
World class. Better than the...
You're tipping it above the summer ale.
Yeah, definitely. Great drop.
How's it? Is it pretty hard to get out on the bike when it's raining like this, Tix?
I don't ride. Let's just clear something up. I'm not a cyclist. I haven't ridden a bike since I was 12. It's over 20 years ago.
Are you a professional swimmer?
No.
Then why on earth would you shave your legs?
Because it looks better and it feels better. You like it? Yeah, I love it. I've been shaving my legs since I was 15. I'm not changing now.
Does it get like a beard? You know, like if you shave, you're going to start to grow stubs?
No. Not at all. I'm proud of it. I shave my legs. Yeah, I have forever. Yeah.
This is coming from a bloke who wears fake glasses to make himself look more hipster, so don't worry about it.
What we'll do is, what we should do is we'll take a photo, not now, we'll take a photo of your pin, your leg against mine, and we'll put a poll out on Twitter. I guarantee I win.
Yep.
I'll slap on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Done.
Pumping calves for a hipster.
Yeah, I'm not talking about calf definition. I'm just looking at visually on the eye. What looks better?
But I'm concerned as to why you care what other people would think of your pins.
Because I take pride in my appearance.
Don't worry, Tigsy. My missus thinks you're better looking than Dicko, so that's fine.
That's a winner. I've already won, mate.
Interesting.
Interesting. It's not hard to believe.
He's going to fire in a protest.
But I'm also, what sort of fucked up conversations go on in your house? because I can tip you for the
certain. No, I'd probably talk to prime example. Which
member of the panel she thinks is.
Oh, it's like, I might get Tigsy to work on the bag. Oh, yeah, no, Tigsy's good. Don't get Tigsy to work. You know. g'day, Tigs, how you going, mate? Oh, he's a nice bloke, that Tegan, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we know she likes blokes who don't have too much hair, so.
What do you mean?
You don't need to shave your pins.
No, I don't grow any hair on my legs. It's very, very...
I'm not very hairy anyway.
It's probably because I'm a professional and wear pants to work, and that unlike people like yourself.
I wore, stubbies and thongs and a t-shirt yesterday. Is that hot?
Yeah, it's got me buggered. Like, you sit here like a Paddington hipster or whatever.
When was the last time you went to Paddington?
I'd never go to
Joint Lovers. You've never been to Paddington, but you're obsessed with the joint.
I've been through it, actually.
And I and the rest of the world appreciate that you stopped using homophobic slurs to describe that fantastic part of Sydney.
Is Paddington like Brunswick?
I think so.
I don't even like driving through Brunswick.
You've never been there. You're taking his mail and what it's like.
No, his mail's good up north.
Oh my god.
Look, we'll just go and ask Ross Brady.
Paddington could be a bit like Toorak.
How about old crybaby over here? He backs us in a corner, he has his notes, and he gives us shit. We turn it on him, and he wants to pack up.
Mary's just pissed off that Taryn thinks you're better looking than him. That's what he's angry about.
Get in touch, Taryn. I don't believe that for a second.
No, she doesn't like girly looking hipsters.
Little real crop wearers. Is her, like, is she a good judge on blokes, though, really?
She
hasn't got a lot of credibility, does she?
Service boy, but seriously.
She must just like backer winners and that, you know? She must like thrill the punt.
She likes me to look at them in eye level when she's talking to one.
Come on,
then. Yeah.
Oh, no, we're going to do a review of the show.
Quickly, Tigsy wants to talk about new chocolate bar. Tip them into it.
New chocolate bar, Caramello Quavers, they've got the boot. Cadbury have just come out with this. I don't even know if they're new, but I think they're new. They're like caramels, they're called. They're like a little short little. They're like, yeah, remember the old mates you used to buy
Milk bar. Cobbers, like, mates, yeah.
Oh, mate, they're divine. I'm serious. I'll bring some in for the show.
Roscoe's in all.
No, Roscoe's into this new thing at Aldi that some American sold a caramel ice cream. So he sent, once again, he sent the missus a message about, oh, you've got to get onto these.
He would know that. He's the ice cream king. He knows everything.
I kept on going back to the time we got the shits on the pump and we got two blocks of chocolate. Mrs. goes, where's the chocolate? Go on, what chocolate? Thank you, mate. Oh, congrats.
Okay, let's head into Flemington. I think it's going to be soft to heavy. Definitely rain affected, yeah?
Actually, I don't think it's going to be as bad as everyone. It's not. It has been
soft, though, for sure.
There'd be a bit of sting out. Do you remember what happened Melbourne Cup Day?
Yeah, so what did we know? They ran 20 mil Cup Day on the day that it was upgraded.
But they ran slow times. They said it was, like, upgraded. It wasn't. They just said it's, like, PR for turnover.
Okay.
The times on the day were of... The track didn't change that much in, like, the last 45 minutes.
Without knowing...
It'd be rain affected. I don't think it'd be heavy.
Six... without knowing how much I've actually had hit the course, maybe.
So you do think I look a lot smarter with these on?
Definitely.
That's what you're saying?
No, no, you look a lot... Like, the thing is, people now wear glasses with fake lenses and that because they're fucking stupid. And you're starting to fit that mould.
But I can take these on and off as I please, unlike you, who's got to put contacts in all the time.
Yeah, I can't see shit for sixpence. But I better turn this
Silence, in. Please. A bit of respect for the viewer.
But in saying that, I did know what time noon is.
What do you mean?
He thinks I don't know what noon is.
He didn't know what... He goes, what do you mean noon?
I said, what the noon
what,
is?
What, midday?
Yeah, well, as in midday.
You didn't know what noon...
Noon's midday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Are you saying you didn't know what noon was?
No, I didn't know.
See, that's what happens when you're Paddington. You're from Paddington.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's actually...
You live under a rock.
He's actually
sort of
from...
You know what I'm saying?
He's actually from down the Bra, like Cronulla and that thing with the boys.
Maroubra is different to Cronulla.
Same.
Yeah. Maroubra is like Coogee.
No, that's world class, Maroubra. Good joint.
Have you been there?
Yeah, mate, was it.
And you've been to Cronulla?
No, Cronulla.
Yeah, you're both about to give everyone a
Cronulla.
I didn't pop Cronulla. I'm all
for I'm with it. I'm with that sort of shit. So, you know, that's fine.
You've been with them since about 2005, haven't you?
No.
Yeah.
Probably earlier. But I like that Paul Gallen.
He's about as tall as you, you know.
Yeah, and you
just,
go, you
just
go
two
and,
of you sideways
you,
though.
You go and speak to him like you speak to me and see how you end up.
No, I wouldn't speak to someone who was actually strong and tough like the way that I speak to you.
Right.
Race one, Flemington. It is a 1100 metre race down the straight. Yes, yes, maybe for Mar and Zara is 320. Is it Mara? That's
damn weird.
Weird,
isn't it?
Weird,
DK, yeah.
Movie Roll, $5. Spirit in the Sky, $5. Oh So Rewarding, $6.50 for Chock King Jr. Ethan Brown, fresh off a dominant display of her up at Schoolies. That's it, only is. He's done a fair bit of damage up there.
You'd hope so.
He's come back, ridden winner straight away. Ethan Brown.
Oh, yeah, Chock King.
Palmy, $7.50. Absolute Flirt. $10 for Damien Oliver. I wonder what he's going to try and do here.
Yeah, we're on it.
Actually, going back there, could you imagine, like, Ethan Brown going to school? He's like, he'd be like the Pied Piper. It's like, what do you want to drink? Whatever you want. Like, he'd have heaps.
Oh,
just
like,
have him queued
up.
No, he wouldn't because he's apprenticed. All their money's tied up.
Oh.
Like, you can get some. No, but he wouldn't be able to say,
he's not
like,
learning from some of the most...
What do you reckon the slings?
Group performance.
What about the slings?
Is there people sling anymore? Owners, isn't it? Do they?
Oh, what about, what about, what about...
Have to sling.
Yeah, but oh,
he's got plenty compared to the poor bloke who's just in
going to uni.
He gets one burger at KFC. He's got
no. I'm not saying he hasn't got plenty.
He has got birds, whatever.
But I was told. I was of the belief that their money's put aside till they're
finishing
their apprenticeship.
Yeah.
But if they want to buy a car, he can go there and say, "Can I have 50,000 buy a new car?" And they say yes.
Yeah.
He can't just go, "Can I have 50,000 going to Gold Coast for schoolies?" And they go, "Oh yeah, here." They wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah, but he can say, "Hey,
Knackers.
Hey, Bo, Benny." One of the other boys, one of the trainers, can I have 50 because I've got 200 line away because I ride four winners a week.
Yeah, probably.
At metro level.
No, I'm just going
to sleep. And then I'll just go to the schoolies and dominate.
Yeah, but he's a
good boy.
But he's switched on, he's not allergic, so he's a good boy.
So you have to tough dog.
Wait, dog.
Sit down.
You're a nice dog, just piss
anyway,
off.
Race one.
By race one, on my opinion, yes. Weird horses, he doesn't usually present many young horses as a 2 year old. I thought it was a little bit green and family line. Like, it's the one to beat.
That's the form line, isn't it? Through the...
The Brooklyn Hustle. Yeah, the Brooklyn Hustle win was...
Very good.
Exceptional.
Yeah.
But, like, it can probably improve. Yes.
Yep.
Zara aboard is a positive. I don't know enough about the Hayes Horse movie role. But I'm usually... I'd prefer to be with the Colts and Geldings and the fillies in these two-year-olds races.
I wouldn't be surprised if Absolute Flirt started shorter than $10.
Yeah, I'm on it. I like Absolute Flirt and Favourite Things. I'll probably just back them both and have yes as a chop out and just take on 8 and 9. They're both well bred and up, but I haven't seen them, so I'll just take them on.
It's a big mounting yard race, but
I'll wait for your stuff.
I'd be pretty keen to see Absolute Flirt parade. I think it'll be winning.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No.
And Tiggs?
No, like I said, I'll have something on Absolute Flirt and Favourite Things. And
Race 2 is a 1410 metre race. What's that about? Just with the right position.
Right, 10 metres.
Benchmark 70. It's Social Spin, $5. Kaplum Pitch, $5. Really Swish, 16 back to 14, 9s. Mahis Angel, 10s. Phone me, 10s, one of the rest. Speed, I've got a map here. Bezos, Blowtorch, Kaplumpich, forward. Born Brad, I think Born Bad will kick up and hold a decent spot from four, surely. They will learn their lesson from last time.
Positive jockey change.
Who's off?
She's been riding well though.
To go, I wouldn't call it a positive jockey change, mate. She was exceptional on this horse at Mornington. Got a little bit wrong last start.
Yeah, got it wrong last start. Regan Bales is a group rider. You've gone from apprentice to a group rider.
Like, you're going from an underrated rider who gets your price to an overrated rider who cooks your price as a punter.
He's an overrated rider. He's a good
rider. He's an overrated rider, in my opinion. Regan Bales. He's a good jockey, but he's
I'd agree with that.
No, you're right.
Anyway, Eugene's Forest and Social Spin have speed. Not sure where they'll land. The rest further back. I think Foam Eagle, who I really like as a horse, will land last from 14. Waller. Wishy, what do you got, my man?
Look, I was sort of with Social Spin on top. I did like Born Bad because, as I said, we had a decent bet on it when it won its maiden, and then watched it in...
Yeah, we didn't bet it was a harder race.
I watched it when it got slaughtered, I was going to say. But it's got bandages on, which is a concern for me. Look, it's a open field. Social Spin. Write Your Name will be scratched, I'd imagine, after running during the week.
It is scratched.
Yeah, scratched, yeah. Officially.
Phone Me, as you said, from the bad draw.
What'd you make of Write Your Name, you two, just while we're talking about that?
Oh, I mean, it should have won by panels, but...
I reckon it was struggling from, like, the 1,000 to the 4. He wasn't tracking like he wanted it to track, and he was sort of losing spots.
Yeah, I should have won.
I think the rider's copped a lot more grief than he deserves.
But I stayed out. I don't take odds on anything, so...
Oh, suicide. The price was wrong.
Yeah, but it should have won, though.
Yeah, look, I was trying to... write some finance the majority of the time. Instead of that, I should have just laid it. But there is something to be said about those real shorties. Like, a lot of them can get beat.
Yeah, what did you make of Social Spin first up?
Good.
Yeah, just sort of got left behind, but it
will improve.
Yeah, it's been me a couple of times, so I'm going to stay away. But I'm going to have something on
Piemonte,
the 9 Piemonte maybe. And we got a result with Mahi's Angel, didn't you, at Mini Valley? Last start when it won.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, big odds.
And a good price. $18 something like
that.
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, 21 days ago.
Yeah.
That's a while for.
So yeah, the amount of shit. It's going well, but I'm gonna have something like Piemonte, just something small and tough race to me. I'll just have a victim bet.
Yeah, I likely won't be playing. I do think that Social Spin is a horse with upside and gets a positive jockey change. John Allen off. Ethan Brown on. Ethan's flying. He'll be suited. Outside draws with good horses with a bit of speed is perfect for Ethan. He just rolls across, doesn't panic.
Yeah,
it's a perfect ride for him. Like, this horse, it's a positive jockey change, not necessarily because it's John Allen versus Ethan Brown. The way this horse is
the style rolls, of the race
suits Ethan Brown, doesn't suit John Allen. He would sneak this thing, John Allen, or be uncomfortable riding forward, and I'm not sure what he's doing, whereas Ethan will be perfect here.
He's got 58 after the claim, but that's not going to be an issue, is it?
Right.
I don't know.
Weather pending, there'll sort of be who can get through it.
Yeah. It'll get through it and run at Swan Hill when we back it in the heavy 10.
That Foam Me, though, is a good quality horse.
Well, that's the other thing. With a rail out 10 metres and a bit of rain around, we're not going to know by now where the lanes are.
Yeah, that's what Mount Yamal, I'll be trying to talk to everyone I can who's walked it and get some angles and figure out where we want to be.
Will there be lanes? Like, they would have obviously held off in the irrigation with this rain. It'll be probably pretty even, won't it, until it drops out late, maybe?
Do you think
it'll create a lane?
It's still 10 metres. Like, it's still, like, there's a little bit of angle.
Yeah, it's a long way out, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got no firm view on...
Yeah, I just don't know. And you're not going to get anything out of the two-year-old race because the difference between the top and bottom is so large.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, race, anything else?
Oh, is there any thought on where they'll come in the straight races? We'll just be waiting and see.
I'm always tipping the outside.
No, but with the rail being out, because generally they come middle to outside, so you reckon they'll just virtually come straight to the outside?
They'll try and get depending on where the leaders sit as well, because if the leaders sit outside, they'll follow in for that cover.
Yeah.
I want to be on the outside rail.
Right, yeah.
Race 3, 1700 metre race. Masculino, 360. Etymology, 550. Kentucky Breeze, 650. Boxer Chockies, 850. By angle, 9s, longer the rest. Lamborghini's in here in this market, I suspect. Sit down. You are a little terrorist. I suspect it'll be scratched here. Wish?
Masculino has had... The two runs in haven't shown much. Like, it's a hard horse for me to catch here. Kentucky Breeze is always a horse that's showing me something. It's the sort of one I'm leaning towards.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Way? Yep. And it has got the inside draw, which is... a little bit of a concern, or maybe a concern.
Luke Curry from one. Yesterday he rode that Friedensburg really well.
Yeah,
just let it roll. I was really concerned though, sort of 800 out, what he'd do. But he got that right. He could get sort of buried here, fence, which if it pisses rain might be really bad.
Yeah, it's sort of mean that it's a difficult race with the map. As I said, Pascalino seems to be short enough. Or not, like for a horse that's ran 10 to 16 and then 11 to 13 in its first, it might just jump out of the ground, but
its best is obviously the best here by a fair way.
And 1400 metre races have a distinct advantage being on speed to it, Flemington, so
it'll be well found and continue to be back because it's 2 from 3 on a heavy.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be that heavy, but Kentucky Breeze is a horse that's sucked me in over the years because it can run on. Like, I mean, it's a Piero out of a Redoubt's Choice mare, so I mean, they would have paid money for it early doors. Look, it's no offense. I'm good at potting jockeys, but Paddy Payne's had some, I don't know what he's thinking on Saturday's card with the jockeys he's booked.
It ran yesterday.
But no, generally across the card, he's got a heap of horses in, and the jockeys he's booked aren't City class jockeys. But yeah, that one's...
City class because you honestly don't think they've got the ability, or city? They're not city class because they just haven't been given the opportunities. You know what I mean?
Great question.
Well, no, I mean, I'll get in trouble for this, but no, they haven't got the ability.
No, mate, you're entitled to your opinion.
You're entitled to your opinion. You can't get in trouble for your opinion.
Yeah.
Well, you can.
But if Nathan Punch, if he rides a Group 1 winner one day, you walk up to him and say, "Oh, Nathan, I thought you had no ability." Well played.
Well, the other thing is with the...
I walked up to John Allen and apologised to him first.
You made a fool of
them. The thing is with these...
Yeah, I don't know.
The thing is with these kids, they can improve. They're just not... They haven't got the skill level at the moment.
Yeah, it's probably very important to remember, like, we just talked about Ethan Brown. Yeah, he's going to schoolies.
Yeah.
At 18, fuck.
Ethan Brown's with Mick Kent. Obviously, I do stable work for Nikki Burke. And when we were at the race because he was riding hers. And I'm like, looks like he's going to fall off. And like, I got Nick Ethan Brown. I didn't think he was going to make it, but he's a star.
Yeah.
You know, Benny Thompson and Bo Mertens, they look like they were born in a saddle type thing.
That's what they're doing off the track.
Yeah.
Like,
well taught.
I think they've had, like, Talia Hope and Nathan Punch have both had enough chances in my book, but they can sometimes just go back. Like the penny drops, because as you said, they're not old.
Yeah.
Not that old. The penny drops and go, shit, if I need to do this, I need to... It might be work harder, or it could be
100%.
Could be a change of tuition. You just never know.
And if the horse is
what they
want to
do, not what they're just doing.
Yeah, that's
when you decide this is what I want to do in life. You attack it with a different sort of mindset to this is what I don't want to go to school.
Well, if the money dries up and that, they start working harder, don't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought the 3 Shazozo could run a race here.
Well, once again,
I think Fred might be back. He rode the last horse yesterday.
Very good.
I don't bet much in run at all, but I was so close to backing his horse in run because he got
Tubbs Gift.
Yeah, he got to settle. It was the horse just was travelling for him.
Yeah, lovely ride.
And he was just a really good ride for Kersey, potentially back. So
naturally, I was on the runner up.
Yeah, I backed Wolfendale, which will never parade better. And
they're
gone for me.
Yeah.
Anything else?
So this is just neat. This is an even race. This is a...
I'm not going to have a big bet, but I thought the safest each way bet might be a box of chocolates. Benny Mellon's riding well, and I just thought it might lob in a nice spot and be pretty strong.
What price would Mahatma Deus be here? He's the favourite.
Yeah,
well,
hot favourite.
Shazaza's run second to it.
Yeah, but was beaten 7 lengths at Traralgon. It's a different type of track, Traralgon.
It's a leaders track, don't they? He just went right round, didn't he?
Yeah, it had lengths on them, and it rolled on the turn. Well, it was rolling on the turn. Anyway, look, it's not a race I'm going to be overawed into trying to jam into straight away.
All right, anything else about race, boys? Race 4, 1,200 metres, Weapon. This horse's been off the scene a long time, hasn't it? 550, Cash Affair, 550. Via Balasiniano, 650. Riata, 9s. Wasn't Me, 10s. Longer the rest. I'm keen one here, but I'll let you guys go first. Do you want me to do a speed map, Jonathan?
It's down the straight anyway, so yeah, whatever you need to do.
There you go. No speed.
I don't mind the Lloyd Penwell runner here. I know it's got a bit of weight. Blinker's first time. Via Bellisiano, it's probably the one for me. I don't mind. But once again, this is pretty open. It's an open 1,200 metre straight race.
What about 100% the trainer change?
If he's had it for a while, Archie Alexander, but I think...
He's had it for four starts. I think they got off a big money to sell this horse early days.
Yeah, they did. That's 100% they got did. And I know the...
You're disappointed if you're in the ownership.
Well, I know the owner personally, and I know what his thoughts were when it all went down.
Was it Hong Kong?
I don't know why they never took the money. Like, and I don't think it was completely him.
So, have they got money?
No, they cashed up. Nate Bennett runs a good syndication just with knockabout bloke. Not knockabout, you know, they're just good blokes who want to get a winner. And,
yep.
You know, he's not that I've dealt with many of the syndicators that, but he's 100% honest and black and white, and that's probably what owners want, you know?
Yeah.
Here it is. And when the horse was going to be sold, I spoke to him and said, shit, you know? When it won at Caulfield, it was a huge win, and then something's gone wrong with it. I don't know what, but it did play up badly first up. Like, it was fine on the Ballarat, the first up, it went, you know, it was looking good apparently, and then between the yard and the barriers, it just sweated up and it was a muck. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's when at Caulfield that day was... It's very good, and then I don't know if unfortunate's the right word, but if they could have cashed it for what they were offered, it would have been.
Yeah, I suppose it's not very, hindsight's a lovely thing, isn't it?
But look, Archie Alexander trains well.
Oh, yeah.
But you wonder how it could have peaked so high.
You're tipping Weapon, aren't you?
No, I just told you I'm with the Lloyd Kenmore one. Via Bell.
But are you keeping weapons safe?
Oh, it's been a letdown a few times. This is just a tough race. Like, all these are just races that aren't much fun to work on. Not for me.
I'm going to have a small bet at the 13 Chamolt. I love the way he hit the line at a Truco when not suited. It's huge odds here, but right down the outside. If it gets through it, I think he's going to hit the line pretty hard.
It's an 8-year-old. It won a 0 to 50. It won a 0 to 58. Been got beaten at St. Arnaud.
It's 70 to 1, Jonathan. You have like $20 on it. Yeah. 400.
Well, that's okay.
Well, it's 71 now. It might be 200 on the fair come race day.
It will be 200 on the fair.
What? You know, I do see that Neds have prices up right now, which I find insulting. I think that
Joint
side of them should not be allowed to bet on Australian racing.
And worse than them.
You know, they all should be cooked. The longer that this goes on, the worse the sport is going to get. Anyway, I'm sidetracked. Sorry.
If we had to talk about them, well, at least you know you're going to get paid and get on with it. As much as you blew about Bet365 after 9 a.m, I've never had any problems getting onto them.
I don't blow about them. I love 365. But they are hard to bet with.
You can't bet on them.
Sports bet a bit easier, the two legitimate bookmakers.
Yeah, well,
and Tab.
And Tab, for sure. Or Tab if you had a venue for cash.
Anyway, anything you'd like, mate? Tix?
Nah, staying out. No, terrible race.
Race 5 is
good
a...
Good TCT. If I'm going to go and have a go, you
fucking... Oh, be careful. It's a 400 metre race, race 5. Murrahib, $4 favourite. Ullman, $4.20. King's Command, $4.20. These are short, some joints. Chamois Road, 5s. Wiener, 10s. Longer the rest.
Wiener.
You've got a little meaty.
Have I? We should stop wrapping your mouth around it, shouldn't you?
Oh, Johnson! I'll just cut that out.
Look, I can't help what you like to do in your spare time.
Oh, he's getting out of date. Oh, you're in date time. Oh, it'll be the first time I've seen anything for a long, long time.
Do you have
you're a very strong.
Nah, I'll let that go probably. Nah,
I'll just tell you me picking on him.
I'll just tell Drew and he decides.
It's really the keeper.
Anyway, that's the market. Jonathan, what are you doing here?
At best, Ullman's the best 1400 metre horse in this race. At its best.
Surprise, surprise, Murrahib, I was.
Where did you have Ullman in the speedway?
Sort of
midfield.
Three
back defence. I don't like its map.
No, that's what I was worried about.
But that's racing. The opinion of the other horse who we're just saying hasn't Masculino.
Yeah.
Ullman's got a similar prep, but the wish is sort of forgiving here. Probably blinkers back on is the key to that, yeah?
It's blinkers back on, it'll get through the going. Zara are aboard. Last one was a Group 3. And, you know, they've taken it up to Queensland. Chamois Road is a pretty honest horse. It'll be near the pace, but when the pressure goes on, I don't think Talia Hope can find enough out of him a lot of the time. Like, that's the difference. You know when they say the good jockeys can worry them out of a race?
Yeah,
Ullman was my pick in an even sort of lot. Jeez, Keen Array just seems to...
King's Command can bob up when it wants.
Yeah. Keen Array's lost the plot, hasn't he?
Yeah. George Cartwright on too, it's just claiming jockey. Like, I don't know. Keen Array was, you know, borderline group sprinter, and now it's just kind of, I don't know.
I think he's been competitive in a couple of Group 1s, hasn't he?
Yeah.
It's like... He just, and it's not like he's a colt or anything now. He's a going, so he's just gone completely off the board.
He's a horse that carries a good amount of condition and has like long sustained prep. So
I reckon he's got to go down to the beach or something. Honestly, or freshen up, try something different. Like for you and the owners, because
magical
it's
waters.
I'm not saying DK. I'm just saying whatever they're doing, it's not working because he's just going terrible.
Well, all I've done here is a process of elimination. I've got the horse that had the most ability and probably the best jock in the race, and that's what I've gone for.
Yeah, well, I'm with the toppy Chamois Road. I just think that the map, he probably sits out on the leader or maybe possibly 1-1.
Yep.
And he might just have that couple of weeks. He's a good horse. Like, he's a tough...
No, Chamois Road's tough and honest, yep.
But that was the only reason I put him ahead of Ullman, maybe just because of the draw, and Ullman might get in a sticky spot.
Yeah, my queries the jockeys.
Yeah.
All right, race 6.
So are you tipping over there, Digger?
No, not the race. 700 metre race 6. Declares War, 340. Five Kingdom, 8s. Lorikane, 9s. Ryan's Fender, 9s. Supri, 950. Longer the rest. This is a tricky little race.
Tricky race. Declares War was very good last start at Mooney Valley. Oh. But once again, I don't want to be contradicting myself. I tipped one out of barrier 1 before. This got barrier 3. This horse will be back in the run.
Yeah, but what does it matter now? I'd say it matters less than a 700 metre race because they spread out more.
Well, no, they don't necessarily spread more. It depends where everything is coming to the turn on the spread. But
no, I agree with you.
This will be coming. But I'm this Mr. Monaco was good last start, and it was still finding going through the line. I think Flemington will suit it. It's been gelded. It's sort of tick, tick, tick.
You are confusing me, and I'm sure most of the punters are not. So, you're happy backing Jessica Payne now?
I'm happy backing Jessica Payne against Talia Hope, yes. Any day of the week.
Yeah, but there's Curry, Kersley, Zara, Brown, Williams, Oliver, Dwayne Dunn in this race.
No, you've got...
It's a jockey change.
Hey?
It's a jockey change, is it?
I don't know where you're looking. There's a lot of claiming apprentices and whatever else, but what I'm saying is at the odds, because this will be $15,
$16. Yep.
It's big odds.
I agree with what you're saying, isn't it? Clarify.
Yeah. The horse has been gelded. This horse went at run for Jessica Payne at Sandown and went through the line. And I think Flannington will suit it. Just a big odds. It's a good hope. Declares War, if it drew 6 or 7 and still get back, but where it could easily sort of swoop around. And there's a really big query on Ryan's Fender, Matt Kamani.
I think the further that Five Kingdoms gets, the better it'll be. It'll appreciate further more ground. I think it's a winning hope. And I thought, nothing like a high, the 8. I don't like the booking. I'm not convinced he can ride.
What? Who is it?
Yeah, well, he slaughtered the same horse as Sandown. But at the odds, I'm happy to find out with him. I think those two are the ones I want to back, so I'm getting 8s and sort of 15s. Keen to play here. Back in number 1, Five Kingdoms, and number 8, Nothing Like a High.
Yeah, well, I'm backing 3 horses in this and try and get the favourite beat. I'm going to back Mr. Monaco, so I'm with Walshy. I'm going to back Shrouded in Mist, which we got a result at Mooney Valley.
Yep.
She can't super, so we'll stick with
it. Is that when you stayed for all the races, then Ross went home and you're on the last winner when he left?
That's the horse. Right? Yeah. So, you know, Ross got there, RBR got there after race 2 and they tipped the $28 winner. And then he left before the last and he tipped an $18 winner. and nothing in between. Honestly, you couldn't script that, could you?
No, you can. Cause,
well, you can because it's RBR.
It's RBR, mate.
But I'm going to back Shredder in Mist and I'm going to have a small bet. I don't think Bricktop's going half bad. So yeah. It'll be a winner for me. So I'll just put 3 in. Yeah.
I don't want that at all, Tix. All right, race number 7 is a 1100 metre race down the straight. Whispering Brook 480, Native Soldier 480, Invincible Hour 7s, Holbein 8, Fell Swoop 10s, longer the rest. Walshy, what do you got?
I'm just waiting to get the rundown from Nick Noonan here. I'm happy to have a bet on Native Soldier if it's, you know, had the right sort of easy sort of little run in at Mortlake or one of those little camper down trials where we taste them. It handled Flemington and was lame when it ran the only start it had.
Yeah.
Got barrier 13.
It went too slow that start too.
But it wouldn't matter, it was lame. It was rocking, the horses wasn't sound. Then come out next start and brained him. I think this horse, Craig Williams, it's got, I mean, not that the weight makes a big difference over the sprint journey, but Craig Williams, lightweight, good draw. It's just tick, tick, tick. It's been a little bit of money for it. All it'd need for me to back it is a little bit of just a little rundown from Nick Noonan, so that, you know, the back end trial stuff's been sound. The other horse I don't mind is Fell Swoop. It was running in bar plates the prep before last, which obviously is going. You can't horses don't go
very rare
in bar plates. So I thought Fell Swoop was suited as well. But definitely can bet Native Soldier.
Yeah, I had Native Soldier ahead of Whispering Brook. Mainly, I don't think there's much between them. Like, as you said, we'll wait for even Nick Noonan. But I went with a colt because, one of my rules is not to give, not back mares when they've got given weight to boys. So he's getting 3 kilos off her, so that's why I went his way. And they're basically equal prices, so.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I've got a firm view here. I think horses that can win, Thermal Current, Hussein Eagle, Whispering Brook, Native Soldier, Invincible Air. They'll be the ones I'm looking for from the yard, and maybe even Rocket Tommy gets the blinkers back on. That's a horse that's sort of jumped out of the ground at Flemington.
Yeah, he flies down the straight line.
Run above it's sort of like pay grade. Yeah. If it's going to do it, so it seems to do it at Flemington.
Yeah.
Race number 8...
is a staying race, isn't it?
Over how far, if you could do that, that'd be good.
2,500.
Chappelle, 6s. Mazaz, 750. Earth Angel, 7s. Appen Rhett, 750. Gatling Ball, 8s. Goodwood Zodiac. This thing will bob up and pants us one day. 9s. Pleasuring 13s. Longer the rest.
quickly now, Welsh, I need to get going.
Righto. We'll know here what the map's like, obviously.
I think you've got problems if you're betting in this race. Let me just start off with that.
No, I'm probably going to have four bets. But we all know I've got a problem.
Why you got problem betting in this race?
There's, I think there's actually good value.
The map, have you mapped the race?
Oh, well, Goodwood Zodiac leads easy.
Yeah, then what?
Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter.
That's suicide. Like, I agree, Goodwood's, if you like Goodwood, I fully support like a bet in the race. But if you like anything else, I really struggle to map this race, and therefore I just think.
Look, Goodwood leads easy, but it's, they've brought it up here for bigger and better things, and it hasn't got to that level at all, obviously, because it's international. Earth Angel should be getting to its peak now. Craig Williams.
It's the only horse I could entertain. I agree with you.
Really?
Yeah. Earth Angel. The other horse that can improve is Captain Rhett.
Yeah, it's on top for me.
Yep. So I just 8 and 9, but they're Earth Angel and Captain Rhett were my picks, but they're both horses that will probably sit midfield, so the track pattern will be the key.
Yep. I'm with Captain Rhett, and I'm going to have a saver on Pedro Jimenez and Tavonian. They both come out of the same race at Ballarat. So.
That's not. Yeah. I think Captain Rhett's just too short, though. I thought that California Grand Cruz got some hope.
He's a bit of a one batter though. He's only got one gear. He can sustain it.
But it's a nice looking horse. I tipped it.
Don't you dare.
Are you giving male head to him now?
We're sitting in the stands here. I was coming back.
He's tipping it to everyone. No, he's coming back. He's seen it in the grandstand. He's tipping everyone. And then he comes over and asks me what I like. I say, oh, like it. Then he bets. And then after the race, he hadn't bet till I told him. And then after the race, he's going, found it, I'm the judge.
I was sitting there with another partner, and I'm like, oh, this fucking idiot to go down there. And I said, I don't know much about that, but I said, oh shit, that one looks alright. And I said, I think I'm going to back it anyway. I'll go down and ask him. And then I go, if it wins, we're going to get stuck into him. So here we
go. The other horse I thought, Crafty Devil, big odds on the fair late. I won't lose on it if I get involved in the race. Choppy on, suited.
Lucky last.
It's a 1100 metre sprint down the straight. I am coining $5. Twitchy Frank. Might be named after a bloke lives around here.
It flew.
$5.50. Yeah. True Elixir, $6. Fill the Flute, $6.50. Essence of Terror, who's airborne, $9. Longer the rest. Walshy, are you betting?
Can do, yeah. I backed Twitchy Frank at Warrnambool, and it was a very big run. It will improve. I also come up.
This Twitchy Frank race.
It ran on last Sunday week. Yeah. It absolutely trotted in.
I think.
Well, come up.
Is that the race that we backed this thing out of today?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay.
Possible.
A little bit of a same form multi.
On the Queen was very good at Ballarat.
Very good.
But they both drew on the inside, which is a query. So that brought me back to Regimen and hit the line hard in New South Wales and probably will get the straight.
Is Regiment scratched?
Yep, it's scratched.
Okay.
According to my
idea. It's scratched. And I won't be letting Warrigal go around without something very small.
It was a big win up the bush, wasn't it? Like, it walked in.
Sorry, which?
But Warrigal, it's a step up, but...
Yeah.
But you want to see him going well. Like,
once again, it'll be 50 to 1.
Yeah, they're the one. You got to
Barrier 14. But, yeah, Twitchy Frank and Iron Queen are clearly, but the draws is a concern, so we'll just see how it plays from there.
I'm keen. True Elixir.
I'm keen too.
Drawn 11. Stevie Baster, surely. Like, this is his chance to get back in sort of into some form. Its best ever run is over 1100 metres. This is 1100 metres. It's 1100 metre peak. Shits upon every other horse in this field. It's had a nice little gap between runs. The horse has ability. I expect it to firm in the bedding and piss in, or drift in the bedding and potentially be gone off to the breeding barn.
I agree with Walsh, he's top two, Twitchy Frank and Iron Queen, but I'm going to go each way, and this is actually my best of the day. I'm going to go with Ollie on Favonsky.
Do you want to hope he's not trying to strangle it? Come on, let us know.
That's a risk. Oh, at $18.
He won't strangle it at $18.
No, I think it's going really good, so I'll go with it in an open race.
Alright, best bet, rally bet, and lay of the day, boys.
Nave Soldier, best bet.
My best bet, race 9, number 3, True Elixir.
Mine's not race 9, number 3 on the each way for Vonsky.
My value will be race
9, number 8 for Vonsky.
8, what did I say?
3.
I think True Elixir. Yeah. My bad, number.
My value will be race 6, number 8, nothing like a high.
Race 6, number 2, Mr. Monaco, each way.
My value is my best in race 9, number 8.
Yeah, you got your...
You can pick another one. No, I only have one bet.
Lay of the day.
And my lay of the day, I'm not a big layer, but I'm going to make Social Spin my way.
Ooh, big call, that. Good, like it.
You're the bookie, so this is your bread and butter.
Which was your best again?
The best was Native Soldier, I was tipping. No, I don't think Phil the Flute can win the last.
It's big odds, though.
I know it's $7 or $8, so I was hoping to be shorter with winning four and in. Masculino probably goes in for something for me. I've got to go and find one on Betfair. I'm in the race in the Betfair lays too, so I've got to find something. There's nothing.
Declares War for me.
Nothing rock bottom.
Declares War is your best.
Declares War.
Just because of the map.
Map.
Yep.
And Airborne last start as a really firm track at Mooney Valley. This would be a different, completely different set of circumstances. Now, anything else? Mounting our mails on the website if you want to get involved.
Get the grouse. What do you call it? The grouse pack. Get a grouse pack.
We had a strip out yesterday, man, your mail, but apart from that, it's been a really big few months.
I can speak firsthand. One of my friends had access to the grouse pack, and they've had...
Bookmaker?
No, he bought you a bottle of wine. No, one of my friends bought the grouse pack. Accounts closed at Ned's, like, for economic reasons. Non-payment from another bookmaker, which is currently with the Northern Territory Gaming Association, because they're refusing to pay. And they're not first tier. The one refusing to pay aren't a first tier bookmaker. It's really good to bet with these blokes and strip them because they're pricks, but you've got to win twice. Because, I mean, I've been accosted by them at race courses and had issues with them. They're fleas. So, you know, they send you out this marketing material and you think it's all good. As soon as you win, you won't get paid. So, there is something to be said. Why wouldn't you bet on course? You bet in cash, you get paid in cash. There's nothing.
I'm starting to tip it a fair bit. I'm concerned that Flemington will be... No, Flemington's a good... Flemington is good to bet on course if you're in the members, which is what they want. They don't give a fuck about anyone else.
No, you better bet where I am. You can see the horses run past you.
No, but I can watch the parade.
Yeah, no.
Walk from the parade and go by the betting ring, right?
Yeah.
Mooney Valley, I can do that. A little bit of pain in the ass, but
Caulfield's
doable.
Best.
Caulfield, yeah.
Logistically, like it's 20 hours.
Sandown's no good for me, for the ring.
Yes, it's too far. It's not too far.
It doesn't suit my walk. Yeah. Anyway, Case Bet Cup, we'll get back into that. So the winner will receive a merch pack from Betfair. The loser will buy you a case of Mountain Goat.
If
you come last, you get the you buy the case and you pay for the you buy the case and you get the merch. We'll make it race 8 at Flemington, that staying race, so 2500. It's a tricky race. I'll take number 4, Crafty Devil. It's a roughie. You can't take anything in the top ticks. So Captain Rhett, you can't take that.
I'll take Pedro Jimenez.
Beautiful. So obviously you've got to try and go below the line there.
I'll take Diamond Grace.
He's gone above. No, below. Oh, good boy.
Yeah, no. I
haven't been here for weeks because I've had quite a pleasant time. Not dealing with fucking imbeciles. Dicko's old man was in town last week and I was just hoping that he'd impart some knowledge on him, but it hasn't happened. It bounced off.
Your old man imparted a fair bit of knowledge on you. Make sure you look after that Dicko, bloke. He's not good at what he does.
Yeah. I helped him in other facets of his life.
Facets. Don't call your old man fat. That's just ridiculous.
I helped you in other facets of your life.
Sorry, senior. Apologise for that.
He's got to get cold. Put the YouTube on. How do you get this YouTube going? Righto.
Have a good week, guys. Thanks.
See you all.